And we will move on, and I know we've got a couple more just like this down the agenda. Right now, we'll move to pheasant hunting season. Andrew.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. So this one is a little break in recommended changes. The subsequent two after this will be the same type of recommendation, but for pheasants, no department recommendations. So if the commission's desire is to not make any change, I'll just run through this more as a informational type item. Again, the next three seasons, a lot more complexity with pheasants. They are obviously on our badge. They're an extremely important species in the state. A lot of work that Second Century Initiative, the Predator Bounty Program, a huge priority of our department is habitat and access. So understandably, there's a little bit more complexity with the seasons to provide a lot of different opportunity. I'll try to run through those quickly here. Unit one, that would probably be referred to as more of our traditional pheasant season. That's going to start the third Saturday in October. And as we mentioned, that runs till the end of January. That's statewide with the exception of unit two and three. Those units two and three would be our public lands. So unit two is state public lands, or GPAs. That runs from December 1st to the end of January. And then our federal public land, Sand Lake National Wildlife Refuge, would be unit three. That runs from the second Monday in December till the end of January. There was some discussion about aligning the dates for unit two and three. We are looking at some work with the National Wildlife Refuge, but right now those dates are later and not December 1st because they didn't want to have overlap with the deer hunting season. So maybe in the future that could be a potential to get some consistency here, but again, there would be no recommended change. And then we have our resident early pheasant hunting, which is just second Saturday that weekend there in October. Youth pheasant is the fourth Saturday through October 6th this year, and then the 5th and 4th in 25 and 26. And then finally, the disabled veteran pheasant hunt, which is September 1st to January 31st. In the requirements and restrictions sections, if I jump forward a little bit, just referencing that, because that's where shooting hours vary quite a bit. It gets fairly complicated with that disabled veteran pheasant hunt. But generally for that main season in Unit 1, shooting hours are 10 a.m. to sunset, and then varies, as I mentioned, for the disabled veteran season that coincides with some of the shooting hours, but other times of the year it can be actually sunrise to sunset. Three pheasants per day, male pheasants, obviously, importantly, why we can provide such an abundant pheasant hunting opportunity, because we're not having that population level impact by harvesting females, and the possession limit is 15 males. Just quickly going through that supportive information, some trends. Again, a huge priority of our agency is trying to get better habitat and access out there and also take care of some of these upland game birds and provide more hunting opportunity. We've maybe seen a little bit of a bump in hunter numbers, depending on how that coincided with COVID, and also trying to maybe reverse this long-term trend we did here during the open forum concerning trends of pheasant hunters decreasing long-term, and that's exactly what the attempt is here, to get those numbers to come up. So you can see we've had fairly decent pheasant hunter numbers the last few years, and hoping to continue that trend forward and get some outreach and media efforts to bring hunters to the state and also get our resident hunters out there as well. So I can take any questions, but again, no recommended change from the department.
Any questions for Andrew? Seeing none, we don't need to make any motion or action on this one, so we will move on. Thank you.
All right, thank you. So agenda item 14C is going to be the partridge hunting season, chapter 410612. This is going to follow along the lines exactly of the grouse recommendation, just simply to match up that season end date, which right now is January 5th, January 4th, and January 3rd, and 25, 26, and 27. That season two starts, I believe that's the third Saturday in September. And daily limit is five, a little bit more liberal with partridge. We'll see that for quail as well. We do have some harvest and hunter information for these birds. We don't have any of that for quail, but very maybe similar trends, or this is more stable. But again, trying to get some consistency and offer some opportunity for those upland bird hunters. So the recommendation would be to extend that end date to January 31 to coincide with grouse and pheasant and would-be quail. And with that, can take any questions.
Any questions or comments? No questions or comments. We do need a motion and a second. Moved to adopt by Commissioner Cole. Second by Commissioner Bartling. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? It is adopted. Thank you.
Thank you. So moving on to agenda item 14D, very similar with the quail hunting season. The same bag limit that we saw with partridge, with a 5 daily limit and 15 possession limit. That begins third Saturday of October and runs through, I believe it's probably the first Sunday in January, but again, January 5th would be for 2025 and January 4th, 26th, January 3rd, 2027. Just general shooting hours, sunrise to sunset, and the same exact recommended change to extend that end date to January 31st. As I mentioned, we don't have the harvest data here for quail, so much less information, but also much less hunting opportunity for those birds. And with that, can take any questions.
Any questions for Andrew on moving the date to January 31st for the quail hunting season? Questions or comments? Seeing none, we need a motion. Motion to adopt by Commissioner Teal. Seconded by Commissioner Locken. All those in favor of adopting say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? It is adopted. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and I'm going to try to go through the next several small game seasons really quickly here. Please slow me down if you want me to add some more information, but agenda item 14E is going to be the cottontail rabbit hunting season. That's, again, for 3 years. The daily limit is 10. Possession limit is 30. Pretty liberal opportunities for landowners on their own land. Anyone with permission can hunt cottontail landowners year-round on their property without restriction. No recommended change, and I won't go through the data, but the harvest information for cottontails and squirrels are in the table. And squirrels will be the next action item, so can take any questions, but no recommended change for the cottontail rabbit hunting season.
Any questions, comments? We don't need a motion on this one because there are no changes, so we can move on to squirrel. Yep.
Thank you very much. So agenda item 14F, same as cottontail rabbits, as I mentioned, the harvest data and hunter information is in that table. Same limit, 5 tree squirrels, 15 tree squirrels is a possession limit. What we mean by squirrels is red, gray, or fox squirrel. And the hunting season is September 1 to February 28. No recommended change, and can take any questions.
Questions? Seeing none, we can keep going.
All right, so the crow season, agenda item 14G, no recommended change. No real harvest information on crows. We do have two separate seasons, the first interval being September 1 to October 31st, and the second interval March 1 to April 30th, unlimited daily and possession limit. With that, can take any questions.
Questions? Seeing none, we'll keep going.
All right. Two more. This one actually would have a recommendation, and it's a very simple, essentially a pure rule cleanup. Agenda item 14H is the snipe hunting season. Daily limit is 5, possession limit 15. Season from September 1 to October 31. So in Administrative Rule 4106.17, it's referred to as common snipe, and that kind of leaves a little bit of room that would be open to interpretation on what exactly is meant by common. A hunter actually brought this to us that said, well, actually, in fact, common snipe is a species. So the common snipe is predominantly found in Europe, whereas the version of the snipe in North America is the Wilson snipe. As far as we understand, this was never intended to be specific towards a species. It might have just more generally referred to snipe. So just to be explicitly clear here, our recommendation would just be to simply remove the word common and refer to this as a snipe season and not discriminate between species of snipe. So with that, this one would require action, but our recommendation would be to simply strike that word common from 4106-17, the snipe hunting season chapter.
Any questions? Moved by Commissioner Cole.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Beese. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? It is adopted.
Thank you. So one more before I get a break here. Mourning dove hunting season agenda item 14I. No recommended change. September 1 to November 9 season. 15 mourning doves is the daily limit. 45 is the possession limit. You may only shoot those birds in flight. And then there are some specific restrictions for where you may hunt in state parks that are described in number 3 under requirements and restrictions. So have some harvest data and the supported information, but no recommended change, and can take one last stab at questions here in regards to the small game hunting seasons.
Any final questions for Andrew? Seeing none, very good. Thank you for keeping all of us in the know.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.